Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, Feminine Leadership and Sisterhood with Emily Castle.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, I have Emily Castle. Emily is a women's leadership coach who helps soulful women on a mission to live, love, and lead with devotion and design. So first, I would like to say, welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you, Lynette, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And you do know we kick off the show with a quote, and you have something for my listeners today, I know.
I do. So my quote of the day is by Roald Dahl, and the quote is, "I began to realize how important it was to be an enthusiast in life. If you are interested in something, no matter what it is, go at it full speed. Embrace it with both arms, hug it, love it, and above all, become passionate about it. Lukewarm is no good."
I find that to be purely fantastic. Tell me how you connect to that.
That feeling of lukewarm is no good. Just the end little piece of that quote just really strikes me. A lot of what I talk about in my coaching is really doing what makes us feel most alive, or pursuing our greatest aliveness as women and as people in the world. And I think that's the most important thing we can really do in order to create an impact in the world and become leaders of our lives and of the world at large. By doing that, by being fully alive and being lit up by whatever it is that we're doing, being passionate, we give other people the inspiration and permission to do that as well, and to follow something with complete conviction that it's a done deal and really make it happen and go all in. So,
okay, so I know that this deeply connects to your passion. Explain exactly what your passion is to everybody.
Sure. So my passion is kind of twofold. And so one piece of this overall passion is leadership, and specifically feminine leadership. So this new paradigm of a different way of leadership than we've traditionally seen it in society, which for this feminine leadership paradigm, it's really more about, instead of that old paradigm, that old masculine model, if you're thinking about it in an energetic, from an energetic perspective of feminine masculine energy, where feminine energy is more that receiving, being relaxed, leaning back, surrendering kind of energy. And the masculine is the more focused, intentional action energy. There's a new way, I think, that women in our society in the 21st century need to show up as leaders to be effective. And it's not necessarily the way that men have shown up traditionally as leaders. And so that's really one of my biggest passions in the world, is really empowering women and teaching them this new paradigm, this new model, and this new belief system of feminine leadership, where our impact is directly related to how well we are connecting with ourselves and connecting to other people. And our self-care is a big aspect and a big influencer in that impact. And really how well that we're cultivating the energy that we want other people to feel and that we want to feel in our own lives. And how in alignment we are with our mission, and how embodied we are in our mission in the world, and how we live that on a daily basis and are like a walking, talking example for the change that we wish to see in the world. And then the other piece of that is sisterhood, which I believe really allows women, through my experiences, to step up and be totally authentically themselves, to feel accepted, to feel like they have a group of women who are supportive around them, that are holding a higher vision for themselves and see each of these women in their light and in their greatness and in their power, so that they're able to rise up to that and live in alignment with that vision, that higher vision for themselves and for whatever they're creating in the world, whether that's becoming a better mom or a better business owner or creating a multi-million-dollar company, whatever that vision looks like, it doesn't matter. But we can't possibly be the best whatever title that we're moving toward, whether it's mom, CEO, whatever, if we aren't first taking care of ourselves, because we are the vessel for all that we create. And so our self-care and how well we're really connecting with ourselves and our mission and being fully embodied is a direct correlation to our effectiveness, our impact, and our influence in whatever it is that we're doing. The energy that we bring into anything that we're doing, whether it's a role or a task in our lives or into our businesses, is really magnetic, right? So like energy attracts like energy. So this conversation comes up a lot when I talk about client attraction with my clients. And it's really about first cultivating the energy and the space that you would like to invite people into. And I think that's true for any area of your life. So if you're looking for a relationship, for instance, the quality of the relationship that you call in or the things that you call in around that relationship are going to correspond to the energy that you're experiencing around thinking about that relationship or calling it in. So it's all on an energetic level, I think, feminine leadership is. And it's a really beautiful balance and a beautiful counterpoint to what we see typically with leadership and what people talk about in terms of leadership, which is more about the action piece or how do you go get X, Y, Z? How do you get people to be motivated? How do you get people to respond to what you're saying? And feminine leadership almost poses the question, how do I become the woman who has all of those things or who can own a room or who can really influence people in a positive way? Or how do I magnetize what I want to come to me and how am I being the change instead of kind of looking outside of ourselves and saying, oh, I have to go get that to be successful or to be a leader. It's more about who do I need to become and what do I need to cultivate on the inside so that everything I desire can come in and be attracted to the energy that I'm creating inside of me and in my life. So it's less of a external thing. It's more of the internal focus point because our internal and external reality are just a mirror for one another. And I think that's a really beautiful lesson and a beautiful balance that we don't really recognize because we see things happening sometimes and we're like, oh man, that sucks or that's not right. And really, if we have a different mindset and a different perspective around that, we can start to see all the lessons and all the beauty that is coming to us in all of those forms that may not look the way that we thought they should, but are exactly what we need.
I think that you and I share a lot of the same philosophies, and I love your niche, which is really empowering women through sisterhood and also leadership. And I think that never has there been more of a need for this, this time that we're in now. I think that everybody started this kind of momentum years ago, but not much has changed. I think it takes a lot of time and awareness for things to change, specifically with women and specifically for your clients who would reach out to you for this kind of guidance, permission, confidence. I'm curious, though, where did this passion start for you? How did this all begin?
So growing up, I was always surrounded by women and specifically strong women who made things happen. So my mom was 19 when she had me. So I kind of grew up watching her working three jobs, really like fully devoted to raising me and giving me what I needed to be successful in the world. And I also had, from a sisterhood perspective, my grandmother was one of, I think, 12 sisters. So there was this beautiful network in our family of women who would always be relying on one another and supporting one another and always in tune with one another in some way, always kind of like leaping to serve one another whenever needed. And I also then attended an all-women's college. I went to Chatham University here in Pittsburgh. And that was an incredible experience because before that point, I had always been more of like a one friend kind of girl and not like a big group of friend kind of person. And there I met women who literally became like sisters to me. I think there were eight of us total. And we were just there for each other through these incredibly tumultuous years of college. I mean, like late teens, early 20s, when everything is kind of changing and your view of the world is being shattered a bit in a beautiful way, in an expansive way. But so much is changing. Parents are getting divorced. There's bankruptcy. There's like all these different crazy things that happen that no one would expect. And together, we almost created this really safe container to support one another and to keep each other grounded and to keep each other moving toward what was important when the crap hit the fan, right? Like,
right.
You can't account for that all the time. You can't change that life is going to be chaotic. But what you can do is create the support systems that keep you grounded and centered and intentional about what you're doing on a daily basis and the bigger picture vision that you're moving toward and the people who see that higher vision for you and hold you to that instead of seeing your weaknesses and judging you for that, but really love you and support you unconditionally.
I think the fact that you were a one-friend person for a good part of your life, though, is probably something that gave you a powerful perspective to work one-on-one with your clients, though.
Mm.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think also for me, that's just who I am, is that like I really love depth in relationships, in conversation. It's not as much about the term of a friendship or a relationship or the length of time that I spend with someone, but it's really about that depth and that deepening into what's really going on and asking the questions that we don't ask ourselves on a daily basis typically, or that don't really come up in conversation. Like, when's the last time someone asked you, what makes you feel alive? Like, we just don't talk that way, right? Like, we just, people don't walk around saying that. You'd think they were crazy because it's kind of just not normal.
I'm a big fan of the deep conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Emily, I know that I have listeners out there right now and they're saying, you know, wow, I really like that she has this specific niche to work from in her life, like that she is about something. And then she took it and turned it into something, because what you did is you took something you were passionate about. And for good reasons, obviously growing up around so many women in every aspect of your life, and just it really gave you a wisdom that a lot of people don't have. And so you took that and it became a passion that you created a coaching career out of. So my question is, did you have any challenges in, you know, it sounds like you went to college and now you are coaching. So did you have any challenges or hesitations moving into this career that you've chosen here?
Yeah, of course. Well, I was working, let's see. So after college, I was working full-time at a local magazine publishing company doing ad sales and event planning. And at that point in my life, I was like, okay, well, this is great. I was really interested in sustainable living and lifestyles. So it seemed to be a good fit. I was working more for like a local food magazine, which was a lot of fun. Got to have really great experiences with that. And I was working with small business owners a lot of the time, looking at, you know, their advertising and marketing and helping them kind of reach the right people. And what I found was I really loved that piece of it, but I didn't love the whole thing. And I was like, I'm not really super passionate about this. This isn't like lighting me up. I can see, you know, a year from now feeling like super uninspired and drained and unfulfilled by this career path. And that's not to say that's not for a lot of people, right? It just wasn't for me. In college, I had studied mostly positive psychology and had done some research with a professor who became a mentor of mine in that field. So I had been looking at coaching because it was more of an applied version of positive psychology. So I was looking at that in college, and then I kind of got away from it. And then I came back to it again. And that's kind of how I see our purpose is like an axis that we kind of cross over at different points in time. And we know when we're crossing over it because it feels really good. It feels like we're inspired and lit up and excited by whatever it is that we're doing in that moment. And those are kind of the clues that we use to piece together the direction that we want to go in. You know, I was in my full-time job kind of looking back at like, okay, well, what do I want to do if this isn't it? And I just felt like, you know, why? Sure, I could go back to school and get my master's degree, which I hear a lot from people. Or I could just do what I want to do now. Like, why wait? Why delay it? I mean, I had the skills to at least start or to know where to start. So I found a life coach training program that I loved and was actually all about sisterhood and women's leadership as well. So it was kind of a really beautiful blend for me of things that I had been really passionate about for a long time, for my whole life. And I signed up. And I mean, in terms of challenges and hesitations, the program that I signed up for was way more money than I had at that point in time. So that was my first experience of leaping and having the net appear later, which has been the way that I've really pushed my growth edges in every way since making that first initial decision. And it's been beautiful. There have been so many incredible lessons and opportunities that have come into my life and to my business since then. So I was 22 at the time that I found the coach training program and signed up. The voice inside your head, that like fear, ego, mind, is probably saying at this point, like, okay, who's going to hire a 22-year-old life coach? Like, you haven't even had a life yet. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Right. And, yeah. And it's common. A lot of people right. don't do what, like you just said, you had visited this place before that really sparked your interest, but you left it and then you came back to it. And like you said, that's the sign that this is where you should be. Mm-hmm. This is meant for you.
Exactly. And there were so many signs. And I think a lot of times we don't trust that. And then it delays our action even further. And it delays the results that we get even further than that. And I didn't want to be one of those people. I didn't want to be someone who I woke up at age 40, which I see all around me all the time, and in my family especially too, where I wake up and I'm like 40 years old and I'm like, wow, I did nothing that I wanted to do my whole life. That stinks. Now what? Right?
Yeah.
Like I came up with excuses and fear. I let fear stop me and all these other reasons that we make up. And really there's no reason other than you're not willing to like really go for it. And you're not willing to trust the signs and trust yourself enough to know that it's right for you and that everything else will work out. And I've really felt like that's been the case, is really when I follow what I'm passionate about and what lights me up and what makes me feel alive, everything else works out better than I could have even imagined, or I would have known how to piece it together, because you just can't know that sometimes. And I think one of the most beautiful lessons I've been learning over the past few years in my business is that I don't need to know. Like, I can just trust, and I don't need to know everything, and it does not need to be perfect. And I trust that it will work out even more beautifully than I could ever design in my own human mind.
Well, and because the reality is that you have knowledge and information that is life-changing. And I know mm-hmm. because, you know, both of us being coaches and having gone through coaching programs, the awareness, the level of consciousness, the tools, the techniques. So you don't have to have experienced everything for yourself to recognize mm-hmm. when somebody needs something specific in order to help them. And we both know that coaching is really about those deep conversations that you have with people in order to help them formulate plans that are going to work for them.
Exactly. And that was the other thing when I was making this decision, was really, I guess, a challenge was starting to see myself as a coach, starting to see myself as a leader, which didn't take me really. I've seen people have it take a very long time for them to get into that mindset and to get into that belief system of, okay, this is what I am. This is my new identity. And here's what I'm creating now. And I'm different, or I'm holding myself to this higher standard or this level of integrity that I wasn't before. And that doesn't mean you need to become a coach, but when you're up leveling in whatever way in your life, when you're taking those leaps and pushing your growth edges, you're going to have those feelings of, oh my gosh, can I really do this? Right? Like, is this really happening? Can I do this? Can I pull it off? And you can. That's the thing. You always can. You just have to be fully committed to making it happen and view it as a done deal. And success is yours, I think.
And I interviewed Michael Scotti, who is a personal friend too, and he's in film and video. And he wanted to apply for a job as an editor for the Major League Baseball Network. And, you know, he was hesitant to do that. And I said, why? And same reason, he felt he lacked experience. And I said, that's not for you to decide, though. You let them tell you that you don't have enough experience. You let them tell you that you're not good enough for that. And he's been working there for, I don't know, over 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, see? And not only that, he's been promoted since he's been there in just that short period of time.
Yeah, I think that's the most powerful thing, is when you really believe in yourself and don't say no to yourself before someone else has the opportunity to. That's right. The most important.
Yeah, yeah, don't hold yourself back. And for listeners, I'm sure they want to know, how long did it take you to get your first client or so? How long did it take you to start earning money?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started my coach training program in March of 2014. And I had my first paying client in April of 2014. So a month it took me to really feel like, okay, I know what I need to know to, I know enough to kind of take action and go, you know, share with people what I'm doing and share my excitement. And that is contagious. And that's kind of what I learned through this whole thing, is that the energy that you put out, right? If I were to show up and be like, well, I don't know, I'm only this age and it might not work out, but I'm trying this new thing. It's coaching. I don't know. You might not want to sign up. You might, I don't know. If that's how I'm feeling, that's exactly what I'm telling people without having to say anything, just from showing up that way. Like, they can feel that energy of uncertainty and fear and not fully committed and one foot in, one foot out kind of thing. Whereas if I show up, which I did, confidently and like, okay, here's what I'm doing. This is my new path. I'm super excited about it. I want to share it with you. It's changed my life. I want to help you change yours. This is what I'm truly passionate about. I'm so excited to be doing this. That's a totally different result that you get just by changing the way that you're thinking about something and the energy that you're bringing to the table to talk to other people about it and to share it with them. And I think people don't, you know, there's a level of trust that comes along with that confidence, right? If you trust yourself, other people will trust you. And that's kind of what I'm talking about when I say that energetic shift is like, if I can trust myself, then other people will trust me and they will invest in me as well. So that was like the first big shift, I think, that I made when I first became a coach to really get my first paying clients.
Well, and like Deepak Chopra says, believe and work hard. And that's it. And so you believe in what you're doing. You believe you can do it. And you're working hard, or you wouldn't be on this podcast sharing your story to help inspire other people.
Exactly. Thank you for that.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through all of this?
Oh my gosh. Everything. I can't even tell you. There's no substitute for experience, first of all, that you, when you actually go for something and you're in it, right? Like, if you don't disqualify yourself first, like we were saying, and you just go for it and you have those experiences and you fail fast and get back up and figure it out and learn. So you can learn so much more than you would in an isolated environment. Sure, I could have gone and gotten an MBA to run a business, but that would have taken at least a year, maybe more. And then I wouldn't have had the experiences. It all would have been theoretical and it all would have been about maybe corporate business. And that's not what I do. And so I think if you choose that area of specialization and really go for it, you learn so much. And another thing that I was saying earlier about the internal and external mirror is that I've learned so much about myself, but I've also learned a lot about business. But the more inner work that I do, the better my business is and the more it grows. So the more I grow, the more my business grows. The deeper I go with myself, the deeper my business goes and the deeper and wider I can expand my business and my practice and my skills.
So if somebody is sitting there listening right now and they're like, you know, I think I want to move forward with an idea that I have, do you have a book that you could recommend?
Sure. My favorite book at the moment is The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. And he talks a lot about our purpose as humans on this planet at this point in time. And I think he has a really beautiful way with words to illustrate that concept of purpose and how we really need to show up in order to actualize a dream or to go for something that we want to go for, something that makes us feel lit up. And it's just a really inspiring book that'll get you into action and give you the confidence and trust in yourself and the universe at large that it will all work out.
I have that on my windowsill here, ready to read. And I know that it was actually Oprah Winfrey said, and I know she does book clubs and has all these different things going on, but she said, this one book is a must read. It will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this part of the show is Motivate Me, Express to Success, because I believe to help people act, they need to first envision, then they need to explore, and then they need to execute a plan. So for somebody to start a career that lights them up, like you said, what should they envision for themselves?
Yes, I couldn't agree more with that three-step process, by the way.
Thank you.
So the first thing is, I guess, I mean, really picturing yourself to me means creating a really solid, clear, specific vision of what you would love to see happen in your life or in every area of your life, really, not just exclusive to this one idea or concept, because that's going to change the trajectory of everything. And oftentimes we think about things in isolated segments, and really we're a whole person and we have a whole life, right? We can't really separate the two, and the mirror is there always. So creating a really clear vision for yourself for how you would love things to look in your life. And when you're doing that, using present tense and I am statements as though your vision is already your reality is one of the most powerful practices that I've ever done for myself that I do regularly.
And nobody's mentioned that on the show yet. And that's true because you're telling your brain that you've already achieved it. And so you're acting as if you have, you believe you have, and so then you do.
Exactly. And the intention behind that activates the energy field, and the attention, so the focus, activates the information field. And the marriage of those two, attention and intention, means that your desires are so much more easily fulfilled. So when you can actually envision yourself there and be so clear and specific about what you're moving toward creating, then it's really easy to intuit what the next best action would be. Plus, you get super pumped up and excited and inspired about where you're going because you can really see it and feel it. So the energy behind what you do then magnetizes everything you want even more because, like I said before, like energy attracts like energy. So you're just kind of like raising that energetic vibrational frequency in your own body and in the world around you.
Excellent, excellent advice. So then to explore doing this, what do you suggest?
So when I think about exploration, I always think about internal exploration. So I know typically people would probably think of, oh, going and exploring, it's like an outward thing, right? I have to do that outside of myself. And I really think what's rare and what's most effective is when we start exploring within. And so if you start by really creating a sacred space in your home or wherever in your office, whatever it feels whatever feels like the right fertile ground for this to come to life. And then you grab a notebook and a pen and just start investigating the inner landscape a bit. Only you can really know what makes you feel alive and what you really crave. So creating some uninterrupted, spacious time to go inward is super important. And ask yourself some questions like, what makes me feel alive? What gives me energy? What do I love doing? What would I love to see happen? And creating that vision, reconnecting with that vision that you just created in the envision phase, is super beautiful. And then connecting with people who are like you, I think, is the next piece.
Okay, so to execute a plan then.
Mm-hmm. So the first, I would say, to execute the plan, you really need the support system of people who are moving in the same direction and who have already been where you want to go. So a blend of both is ideal. And you can get there so much faster wherever you're going and so much more easily when you aren't constantly reinventing the wheel and really trying to do it all by yourself. So when you have like a sisterhood, for example, or a brotherhood for any of the men listening, and a coach to support you who really specializes in what you're moving toward creating, who's done it before or who's been there or who specializes in that, and who holds that higher vision for you and really can envision and see you there and holds you accountable to following through, the results that you want happen so quickly and seamlessly. It's amazing, like 8 times faster than what you would be able to do alone.
So, Emily, can you give us a scenario in which somebody would benefit from this type of coaching? How do you, or what do you move people through?
Yeah, I often help women who are starting businesses, who are looking to take that leap from a job that's full-time into entrepreneurship or pivot career paths to something that makes them feel really lit up and inspired. And I've also done a lot of work with women who are just kind of at the beginning stages of starting a new business, also coaches specifically. This work is really important.
Okay, so what kind of closing advice would you like to leave us with?
To do what makes you feel most alive. It's really that simple and that complicated in a way, right? Meaning do what feels expansive and gives you energy, or what makes your body tingle with excitement, and what would make you feel overwhelmed with love and happy tears all the time. And that's your true life's purpose, is really to be lit up by what you're doing, because the world needs more people who are truly fully alive. It doesn't matter what you do as much as it matters why you do it and what kind of energy you bring to what you're doing, because that energy is so contagious and speaks so much more loudly than your words or your actions. And in fact, it changes your words and actions. It informs the words and actions that you have. So that's what I would say.
Okay. I like it. And you know what? I know that you are already a part of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System private Facebook group, but what other contact information would you like to share in case somebody wants to reach out to you and ask you questions about this?
Sure. Anyone, you could reach out to me at emily@emilycassel.com. That's spelled C-A-S-S-E-L. And you could also reach out to me on Instagram. I love my Instagram, and that my handle is @ecassel. So E-C-A-S-S-E-L.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and teaching us about this passion. And really what I'm feeling from this interview is the evolution of a passion and how it connects to your purpose and how it's all part of the process and how you brought this into your career. And I know, Emily, that this is probably not where you're stopping. This is where you are now. And then you'll take all of this and it'll push your passion forward into another direction, do you think?
Yes, definitely. I'm so excited for 2016. It's going to be an incredible year. I have all the strategy planned, and now it's really about implementing, but there are many big things coming this year alone, and I can't wait to see what else happens. It's going to be fun.
Keep us updated in the Motivate Me Facebook group, because on Saturdays, you know, we have a Sell Yourself Saturday post, so you can make sure to keep us up to date with what it is that you're doing.
Perfect. Will do.
And listeners, this is the end of the show, and Emily is going to give you a go-do. So what should they go do right now today, do you think?
You should definitely go to my website. I have a free gift for you. And this is an excerpt from an ebook that I've created. And it's called The Sexy Soulful Success Ritual Guide, which will help you really create that vision, that really clear vision that you can see yourself in and feel, taste, touch everything, what it is that you're moving toward creating. So you'll receive one of my favorite rituals of all time to guide you in creating a beautiful vision that's crystal clear on what you'd love to see happen in every area of your life this year, and be able to see yourself there and then take the necessary actions to make it happen. And you can find that at emilycastle.com/free.
Awesome. I love it. That's the end of the show. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, listeners. And remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.